Welcome to the Triangle Podcast. This podcast is for members of Fort Smith's First Baptist Church. Our host, Janet Addison, will talk with Pastor Greg and others about how being involved in the life of our church can help stretch your transformation triangle. The transformation triangle represents the three foundations of spiritual growth: our identity in Jesus, our relationship with Him through prayer, Bible study, and faith choices, and our ministry to others. We'll explore ways to deepen your walk with Jesus by strengthening and stretching the legs of your triangle.
Hello, church family, and welcome to this edition of the Triangle Podcast. Pastor Greg back in the driver's seat with you for this episode, and I am so excited because today I have with us Pastor Eli, and we're going to be talking about Vacation Bible School, the best week of the year.
Amen.
In church life. Isn't it, Eli?
Yes, it is.
I love it. Bobby loves it. Eli loves it. Kids love it. Moms and dads love it. It's awesome. It's the best. And so we are so very excited. We had a great year last year. We're anticipating some real growth this year. We're so excited. It puts such a great forward-looking face for our church. It's a gospel-centered event. It is just incredible. So, Eli, we're excited. Are you pumped?
Oh, I'm super excited. That's all I think about.
There you go. I'm sure that's probably true at this point because we're getting pretty close. Tell us the dates again.
So VBS this year is the second week of June. So that's the 10th. That's Monday the 10th through Friday the 14th.
Yeah, we like this early week, don't we? We did this last year to try to get it in so that that frees everybody up for vacations and all of that kind of stuff. And it seemed to work well. And so we're doing that again. And we hear good feedback from our families of that, don't we?
Definitely. And it gives us the best chance to tell the kids, have the best chance to tell their friends about it. Because if it's too far in the summer, then they forget. And
yeah, they're coming out of school, and so they weren't able to talk to it and that kind of a deal. Yep. And we've gotten some, while we're thinking about schools, we've gotten some great opportunities to invite area schools and really give them the information about Vacation Bible School and invite them. So that's been cool.
Yep.
I know that as part of our strategically reaching out into across the river in Oklahoma, Matt and Callie and some of our folks are going to elementary school in Roland, I believe, right, on Thursday.
This Thursday.
Yeah, Matt's going to be breathing fire and all kinds of stuff, and they're going to invite him. And I think you've had some opportunities with some of the other schools around. Tell us a little bit about that.
Definitely. So my first opportunity is getting into Tillis, just right across the street. And I mentor a couple boys there, and so I get my best chance is there getting the information with them and having posters put up, and I'm contacting other schools to see if we're allowed to put posters up maybe on like a parent wall or like inside the office, but then I know that this past week we just handed our students an invite, 5 invites for them to give to their friends. And on top of that invite was this a little keychain, a little pop socket keychain. And I think the more interesting the invite is, the better chance that we're going to get it out to the other students. And I think the best way we're going to get out there is just the word of mouth from one student to the next and getting their friends invited. And because every year we get a lot of visitors, and it's just because one student invited another.
No, that is absolutely the true. I've explained this stat a number of times, and we'll keep doing that. The stat has always been, and it continues to be, even the world of social media and advertising and communication professionals, that 50% of the people who come to church come because they're invited by a friend or family member. And that will always be the case, most likely.
And we've had some students, like, at the beginning of the new year, they're talking about camp like they did in the summer, and their friends are like, well, why didn't you invite me? And so I'm trying to be as proactive as I can to get our students, get them in hand with invites and just make them go out, and because the kids want to come.
Yep. And that's part of that discipleship training. I mean, kids who are learning about Jesus, and especially our kids who've been saved, they have spiritual triangles. And so we're teaching them the ministry leg of that. And so I appreciate how you have a heart for that and work to help them invite people and tell their friends about Jesus. And the things that they do that you're teaching them to do. So that's a great triangle stretching focus there, Eli. Tell us about the theme this year. Tell us about what it's going to be like, and give us a little taste of BBS this year.
This year's theme is called Breaker Rock Beach. And so it's Lifeway's theme that they created for this year. And it, the way that I describe it to people is it's a beach theme, but it's not the bright and bright colored beach themes with palm trees. We're going up north, and we're going to the beaches of like the northern states, and where you see orcas and sea lions and pine trees and big rocks. And so, the main theme has a majestic rock right in the middle of it. So that shows us the solid rock of God. And so in the motto is like, in the world of shifting sands, God is our solid rock.
I think I read that somewhere. Isn't that in a book somewhere about building your house on the sand and building your house on the rock? I thought so. I thought I read that. Kids love orcas and all that kind of stuff. I was talking to one of the families out in the visitor area last week, and they had a sign they were taking home to put in their yard, and there's an orca on the sign, and a little gal was so excited about orcas. Oh, I love orcas, Pastor Greg. They're so awesome, and they're black and white, and she just went on and on, and it was great. So it's cool, those things that kids love.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And then, as always, the theme is just the railroad tracks that we put the gospel train on to get that into their lives and their hearts. So tell us a little bit about how that theme works.
And I was just reading on inside our book today that one thing I wanted to say was that Lifeway, they do so awesome with these themes. But it's not about the theme. Like you said, it's just the thing that we use to get the gospel out. And they said that the gospel is never watered down. It's never changed just for kids. It's just, we make it interesting. We make it fun, but it's the true gospel. And so, but Lifeway came out with this overview, and I want to read it because I like it so much. It says, every day is an adventure at Breaker Rock Beach. From the morning waves crashing against the shore to the evenings filled with bonfires and s'mores, catch a glimpse of an orca leaping through the surf, or watch a happy sea lion playing among the rocks beneath magnificent pines. Racing along the sand with your brightly colored kite, join your friends to make the most amazing sandcastle, or gaze in the wonders of the mysteries found in the gleaming tide pool. As the crowds come and go to the tides ebb and flow, Breaker Rock rises majestically as a symbol of strength, standing firm against the force of wind and waves. At Breaker Rock Beach, kids will learn to recognize the difference between what the world says is true and what God says is true. They encounter five everyday sayings that sound right, but dangerously miss the truth found in God's Word. Each day, kids will be challenged to know that God's truth never changes, even when it's radically different from what some people say. They'll discover that God does not want them to be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of their minds so that they can discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2.
Yep, you know that Janet and I love that passage of Scripture. We did a sermon series last year on renewing your mind and some podcasts on that. So I think that's a great thing, teaching children that foundation of Scripture. I'm thrilled with the theme of that and what you just read. It got me all excited.
Oh, yeah.
So where are you going to find an orca, and how are you going to put that tank here in our church somewhere?
So physically, there's going to be some orcas on stage. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, although I want a live orca. I expect you and Bobby to work that out.
We have a baptistry. I don't know if,
there you go.
I don't know if Larry would let that happen.
Hey,
though.
You know, even if it's a baby orca swimming in the baptistry, I'm good with that.
There's going to be a couple orcas on stage. I've even thought about making one leaping out, like a blow up one. So you'll see a couple of fake ones.
Okay. Well, I'll be okay with that, I guess. I rise to the challenge, though. I've given you a challenge there. Stretching your triangle for live orcas. The little gal that I talked to in the lobby the other day, she'll be thrilled, Eli, if you can pull off a live orca, okay? You may feed me to an orca before this episode is over. Tell me about how folks can get involved, because, again, this is our Triangle Podcast. We're stretching folks' triangles. And one of the things we want to do is really challenge people to get in ministry. And so this is an incredible gospel ministry platform. We're first and foremost sharing the gospel, as you've shared, and the
Definitely.
Focus of that biblical worldview that helps them understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But it's also a place for parents and families and to get involved and to come serve and serve in a gospel ministry and serve in the focus of reaching children and yeah. impacting families that allows us to grow and reach that next generation with the gospel. So share with us some of the ways that folks can get involved and how they do that.
Definitely. So the main way, I guess the biggest way, the biggest way to get involved is to be one of our volunteers during the week of VBS. And so... A lot of our hardest jobs have been fulfilled. God has really blessed us this year with getting a lot of volunteers, but we still need group leaders. We still need people to lead our kids from rotation to rotation, and I want to have as many of those as we can. And so the biggest way that you can volunteer is come. You can come to the office. You can call. You can email me. But just volunteering the week of VBS, leading our kids from the music time to game time to Bible study time, and just being a leader for them that week. And so we always tell them to have conversations with the kids when you're walking around. Talk about, hey, so what did that lesson mean? Or like, are you thinking about that lesson? Let's talk about it. And so
you can never have enough adults engaging right. with kids, can you?
Right.
I mean, there's no such thing as we have everybody we need.
Nope.
Every kid, every chance to engage them, whether it's after the song time or the mission time or the lesson time mm-hmm. or just finding those opportunities, the crafts or the whatever creative things you do with snacks or whatever. There are just mm-hmm. so many ways and opportunities to open those doors. Kids are excited. They want to talk to you about it. So that's a great word, Eli.
We also need leaders to be our Bible study teacher. She needs leaders in the room. Our craft teachers always need like second and third hands to help pass out the crafts, help cut things out in the morning. And so we have group leader needs, but we also have our rotation leaders. They need help also. And so I think our biggest way is just be here with us during VBS. I kind of a second level, but very important is coming and praying. The day before VBS starts, we're going to have a prayer.
Mm-hmm. On that walk. Sunday, we prayer walk the campus that afternoon.
Please be in prayer. If you come up during the week, right now we've got prayer calendars outside the library. And it's got every single day there's a prayer point for you to pray for the upcoming VBS. And then we also have prayer reminders there that you can take with you and hang somewhere, put them on your mirror, put them in your car. And so being a prayer warrior is definitely something that we need. That's one of the first things we did at our leadership meeting was just stop and pray. We introduced VBS. We told them what the theme is. And then we all got up and just prayed around prayer. We had prayer points around the room and we just prayed. And
well, that is the fuel of everything. And of course, if you're one of our navigators or a gunner in our prayer force,
yeah.
you will be receiving those prayer requests as well. And we'll be praying through. And so we'll be lining up the prayer force. But really, this is an opportunity for the entire church to be involved.
Right.
And then I would put on that list, you want to be praying for God to lay on your heart who you can invite. You may have a yeah. neighbor. You may have somebody that you work with, somebody that your kids, y'all are playing ball with and whatever. Opportunity for you to pray through and invite them to VBS under that prayer cover of God, using that to impact them.
Yep. Another way they can volunteer is they can be one of our bus riders. Throughout the week, we run our buses, and they're always looking for more bus riders. And we always have our two adults on the bus, but it's always much better if we've got more. And so, if you feel called to just come and ride, you don't have to lead them on anything. You don't have to know how to drive a bus. All you have to do is sit and just be the eyes and ears of our bus. And they're always looking for more help. And so we're going to pick up kids and drop off kids every single day of VBS.
And again, there's just not enough. We can't emphasize enough how important it is to have lots of adults engaging mm-hmm. with kids. It just brings energy They're excited. They know they are loved. I mean, we are sharing the gospel with them. Our teachers are faithful, and those leaders that Eli's working with. But here's the deal. Jesus said, by this will all men know you're my disciples, that you love one another. And it is the love that we show those children and the energy that that brings that then sets an environment where they're interested. And the message that Jesus loves them is just so much more powerful because they are being loved with the love of Jesus in that setting. It's one of those things that just makes VBS so unique as an event and as a ministry. And so that's
One more way they can help is they can feed our adults. And so throughout the week, we have a hospitality room. That's what we call it, or you can call it like a recharge room. And so when our leadership has their break, they go and they eat and they drink coffee. And so one of our ladies of our church, she runs the entire room. She sets out the food. She makes sure that it's not, something's not empty. She has her process and it's amazing. We're going to have sign-up sheets in the our Sunday school classes, our adult Sunday school classes. But the food that they provide is just, it's really important. And then our adults see that they're loved, and our adults get to recharge for about 20 minutes, and then they get back out there. And so definitely we need some breakfast food, some lunch foods. I was talking to Dave yesterday, and he had never heard of it. He had never heard of a like VBS hospitality room. And I said, "Oh yeah, he served here
in Tennessee. I can tell you that's not the same here."
He's like, "It blew my mind. You do this?"
Hey, here at Food Baptist Church, exactly. We understand that food is the key to good ministry. It is the Bible that says in the Book of Acts that every day they were breaking bread together, and so we're going to take that literally, and we're going to do that every day in VBS. Right? Fantastic. What else do you want to tell us about VBS?
Definitely, just bathe it in prayer, please. I'm hoping to break 200 kids. I'm praying to break that. That's our goal. But I want more than that. But, just pray for the kids' hearts and their minds, cause they can come and not listen. I mean, they can come, they're going to have fun no matter what, but man, they're just the hearts and minds of those kids that sometimes they go through more stuff than I've ever gone through in my entire life. And they're only in third grade. And so just pray that we can be a light, that pray that we can show them God's love, and just keep us on your minds. And definitely, if you've got that week free, and we've got a couple adults that are asking off, they're asking off from work. And to me, that's a big leap that shows that they are committed. Mm-hmm. And I pray, and I thank them so much for doing that they're taking their vacation. This is not just this is their own time that they've given up, and I think it's a lot to ask from some people, and I think it's amazing.
Well, we take off work for mission trips.
Yeah.
And this is every bit the focus, the impact, the gospel ministry, the service of a mission trip. In fact, a lot of times on mission trips you take off a week of vacation and you go somewhere else overseas to do vacation Bible school at the church plant or the place you're serving. Absolutely. I have too. And so it's every bit as important that we do that here. And it is incredible to see our people and their commitment level and all the things that they do and decorating their rooms and praying and inviting and serving and all of that. And it's just a blessing. It's a blessing to see our church respond. And so Eli, I thank you for your leadership and your team and all of your leaders that are doing all of those things to make this a great week and to share the love of Jesus with folks. And so church family, we want you to be in prayer. We want you to invite somebody. If you hadn't got a yard sign in your yard, you need to make sure on Sunday you pick up your yard sign. We want the city and the River Valley to know, hey, we're alive and well, and we are loving kids and doing VBS and sharing Jesus.
I went and counted. I think we have about 55 left.
Okay.
Out of 200. I think that's amazing.
I expect all 55 to be gone this Sunday, don't you, Eli?
Yes.
So it'll be great. Well, Eli, again, thank you for your team. Be sure and pass on their our thanks to them as you're meeting with them. And church family, be in prayer. Invite somebody. Get a yard sign. Make some food. Come help.
Amen.
We are excited about Vacation Bible School. This Sunday, as you know, church family, we also are doing dinner on the grounds. We have food. food trucks, and some of our guys that have some cool old-fashioned cars are going to be out there just to make it a little more fun and add a little spice to it. The playground will be open for kids. Bring your lawn chairs. Bring your appetite. It's going to be a great Sunday, and it'll be a great sort of taste of that feel and environment of Vacation Bible School. Mm-hmm. So, church family, please be in prayer. And know we love you, and we are looking forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you for joining us for the Triangle Podcast. If you want to hear Pastor Greg's Triangle Sermon, the link is in the show notes. If you have comments about this episode or have a suggestion for future guests or topics, please email us at trianglepodcast@fsfbc.org. Also, check out our church website at fsfbc.org for the ministries and opportunities to get involved with Fort Smith First Baptist and stretch your triangle.